Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburghers may be familiar with Fort Duquesne and Fort Pitt, but a lesser-known fort located at the site of today's convention center served as the launch point for one of the most famous journeys in American history. After years of occupation, Fort Pitt fell into ruin. So Pittsburghers decided they needed an additional protection against the growing threat of American Indian attacks. The solution was Fort Fayette, which was built in 1792 on the bank of the Allegheny River. The fort was named in honor of Marquis de Lafayette, who had served under George Washington during the American Revolution. In March 1801, Lieutenant Meriwether Lewis was stationed at Fort Fayette, serving as paymaster in the U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Regiment. Here in Pittsburgh, Lewis gained a reputation as a trustworthy young officer. Aware of his attributes, President Thomas Jefferson called young Meriwether to Washington and asked him to lead the exploration of the soon-to-be-purchased Louisiana Territory, an honor Lieutenant Lewis quickly accepted. After training and equipping in Philadelphia and Harper's Ferry, Lewis chose Pittsburgh as the point from which he would begin his transcontinental exploration. In July 1803, Lewis lodged at Fort Fayette while overseeing the construction of a 55-foot keelboat and making final preparations for his journey. Pittsburgh was truly the gateway to the West when Lewis shoved off in August 1803. A decade later, the fort served as a supply base during the War of 1812. Congress approved the sale of Fort Fayette in 1813, and the money earned from the sale of the land eventually helped to fund the construction of the Allegheny Arsenal in Lawrenceville. But that's a story for another time.